Welcome back to the Wine Not Something Crazy podcast. It is week two of our series Advent. If this is just your first week tuning in, my name is Jenna, and I'm so glad that you clicked on this podcast and that you're here. And right now, in this current series, we are in a Advent series because it is Christmas time. We are in total Christmas spirit. Just recently put up our Christmas tree downstairs. So I'm fully excited for Christmas. I love Christmas. And of course, it's my birthday month. So I'm super excited for that. But yeah, this is week two of Advent. And if you didn't watch last week, make sure you go check out last week's. And yeah, this week, I thought that we could talk about why did God send Jesus? Deeper, why did he send Jesus as a baby? Like, I have even thought about that also. It's like, why a baby? Why not a full-grown adult that could start his mission, like, as soon as he got to Earth? But that's not what God did. He chose to send Jesus down through Mary and to be born and to grow up and then start his ministry. And so I just want to like talk about that a little bit. It's like when Jesus was born, he was born, which I think is really cool. Like, he was born of a pure woman, like a virgin woman, like never had sex before, like totally pure, like wasn't even married yet. And like totally in that time, like totally breaking norms. It's like, and even kind of Joseph knew that when Mary went to him and was like, hey, yeah, I'm gonna get pregnant, but yeah, we haven't had sex, we're not married. And then people would be like, and like, it's the idea of people would probably be talking about you, like, hey, like, you see those people, like, they're not married and she's pregnant, like, she probably cheated on him. But I don't know, that's, I feel like if that happened in today's culture, that's what we'd probably be saying and talking about. But the idea of, like, the pureness of Jesus being born to that pure woman and being born and living a perfect life and a pure life and then dying on the cross for our sins, and, like, just, like, the whole process was just, like, perfect and it was so pure. And I just think it's very holy. I just think it's very, like, very loving. Like, who, like, no one could say that they were born that way but Jesus. And that he grew up. What I also love, that Jesus was born as a baby. When I think about this, I think about when, like, when we are babies, we grow up, we go through the crying and the terrible twos, the tantrums, and go from baby to toddler to kid to teenager, like all those crazy teenage years and the rebellion years. Definitely rebelled a little bit of wanting to do things on my time and not really wanting to listen to my mom and dad of, like, why you always gotta tell me what to do, mom and dad? Like, I feel like that's normal kind of teenage stuff. It's like you wanna break out of your shell into your own person. But your parents are like, nope, we're gonna keep you in. But, like, just like that idea of, like, growing up, like, he grew up like we did. Like, we were born and we were toddlers and then we were kids and then we're teenagers and then we're adults and then eventually be elders. And, like, he had that same process. He was born a baby, like, was a stinky, smelly, dirty diaper baby. Like, sometimes babies, they're cute, but then they also can be like, you just blew out your diaper, bro, like, come on. But, like, he went through that. Like, he went through being a baby, being a toddler, like, learning how to talk, learning how to walk, and then he went to being a kid. And then, and I just think that's, like, when we think about like Jesus like coming down to earth on that first Christmas when he was first born and then growing up, and like throughout whole Jesus' life, like even throughout scripture, like when we look at Jesus's life, we look at it as this is how we're supposed to live. And this is how Jesus lived. Like, he lived this perfect life. This is how he treated people, and this is how we should treat people. And I just think of that of, like, we can see that, like, he was like that his entire life, from being a kid to an adult. And that just kind of gives me comfort of, like, okay, I'm not just listening to this person that came down from heaven and has no idea what's going on. But like, he did, like, he lived here on earth, like, he knows exactly what's going on earth, what things we might get tempted with. And like, it's just like, it's so real to think about and to look at our king that we have, is that like, we have, if we serve and worship a king that we can relate to. So I just think that's really, really cool. And then secondly is, we serve a king and Jesus that is a humble king. And I actually, this week's scripture, I want to turn to John chapter 18. And at first, when I was first praying about it, I was just like, when I felt the Holy Spirit telling me to turn to this chapter, I was like, why being Jesus being arrested, like, what does that have to do about being humble and the Christmas spirit and everything? But then as I read it, I was like, yeah, like, this, I'm just gonna read it and then we'll talk about it. But if you are listening this on your car or driving somewhere, then you could just listen. But if you are able to pull out your Bible or pull out your phone while you're listening, I encourage you to follow along with me. Maybe take some notes if you want to as well. But yeah, I'm just going to read it for a little bit and then we'll talk about it. And yeah. So I'm going to start in, chapter 18, verse 4. So Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is this you want?" Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. "I am he," Jesus said, and Judas the traitor was standing there with him. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell on the ground. Again he asked, "Who is it that you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they said. Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. I have not lost one of those who gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was, I'm going to mess this up, Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Should I not drink the cup the Father has given me?" Then the detachment of soldiers, when its commander and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus, they bound him and brought him first to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Sapphias. I'll just stop right there. So like, the idea of Jesus being like humbled is, Jesus already knew what he was getting himself into, of what the Father wanted him to do. Like, he knew that he was gonna get arrested. He knew that he was gonna get beaten and die on a cross. But like, I can suspect that Jesus was kind of scared or kind of sad also, of like, do I have to like go, like, 'cause he was human. Like, I know, like, if God told me that, I'd be like, do I have to? Like, you would be kind of like a little, like, I feel like hesitant a little bit. I don't know if that's the right word, but like, I definitely would be like scared of, okay, I don't really want to get beaten. Like, who wants to get beaten? Who wants to get hung on a cross? when, like, you know you did nothing wrong. It's kind of like when you and your sibling are fighting, which me and my brother used to fight, like, all the time. And I remember certain moments, my brother would blame the stuff on me, and then I would get in trouble. And then I would be the one that gets disciplined. And, like, my brother wouldn't get anything. So it's kind of like that with Jesus. Is like, Jesus did nothing wrong. But at the end of the day, he chose to endure it. Like, one of the notes that I wrote down that I wanted to say was, God could have sent angels down to save Jesus at any moment leading to the cross, when he was going to be in, like, when he was hanging on the cross. Like, he could have sent them down. He could have stopped everything in that moment, because God has the power to do that. But he didn't. That Jesus loves us so much that he decided to take our pain that we were supposed to have and our suffering that we were supposed to have, so that we wouldn't have to. And I just think that's so awesome. It's like, when we relate that back to the story about Jesus being arrested, it's like, Jesus, like, when they first asked, like, when Jesus asked, who are you looking for? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. He was like, yep, that's me. Like, he wasn't scared. Like, he wasn't like, no, I think he went that way. Like, he's over there somewhere. Like, no. Jesus was like, yeah, you're looking for him? Here I am. And, like, Jesus knew they were coming to look for him. Jesus knew after they found him what was going to happen. And so I guess that's just the idea of, like, in that moment, like, he wasn't scared. He continued to be humble. He continued to be true. He continued to be loyal and trustworthy. And I just think that's, and, like, even when Peter came down here and cut off one of the soldiers' ears, and Jesus was like fixed the soldier's ear and, like, put it back together and everything, it's like, he could have been like, yeah, way to go, Peter, you love me so much, like, you did this. And, like, Jesus is like, Peter, I didn't ask for that. Like, I just, they want me, I'm gonna go with them, and I'm just gonna humble myself and continue to follow God's plan. And so I just think that's really cool to think about when we think about Jesus being born and coming. It's like, he came as this pure little baby and then grew up, did a whole big mission, and humbled himself all the way to the cross. And it's just like, when you think about it, it's like, you could kind of tear up a little bit about it. It's like, who loves you that much to die for you? Jesus does. I know sometimes you could think about, it's like, some people could be in relationships and, like, say, oh, I would jump in a bullet for you. But would they actually jump in front of a bullet for you? I don't know. They could. But would they? I don't know if they would. But Jesus would. Jesus would. Like, he showed that. Like, he went to the cross for us and died on the cross so that we could be right with God. And so, yeah, I just hope that this week gives you so much comfort and love toward Jesus and just what he did for us. And I guess a question this week that I want you to take into this holiday season is, how can we show more humility in our everyday life? If that's toward our family members, or if that's toward friends, or however that you could show humility in being humble. And yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I hope you guys all have a great rest of your week. And I'll see you back next week. And hopefully you are having an amazing Christmas season at Christmas time with friends and family. And love you guys. See you next week.